Diary, The Truth as It Is in Jesus, circa 1894. When the truth, gospel truth, is brought to bear upon the mind and character, and there is a plain, thus saith the Lord, thou shalt, and thou shalt not, we must obey. In the visions of the night, I am bearing a decided testimony. We must persevere. If we are to bear the tests and trials all must have, if they would, perfect a Christian character after the likeness of Christ. The angels of God are waiting with intense interest. Will the voice of God be respected? Will the nobility of the soul of manhood and womanhood respond in instant conscientious decision to the weight of evidence in regard to what is truth for this present time? Will it be seen everywhere? Is Satan's object then gained? Can man, after all, be saved in continual transgression of God's law? Christ came not to perpetuate sin, but to make an end of sin, to finish the transgression, and to make an end of sins, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and the prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Daniel 9, verse 24. God's true people are to be, in words, in spirit, in courage, in faith, a revelation of honesty and truth, equity and justice in all their dealing. There are many that see the truth and are convicted by the Holy Spirit and see that there is a cross involved. This is the time for them to confess Christ and obey the truth in keeping His commandments. Then Christ will give help and strength, and they can, through watchfulness and prayer, in earnest, genuine cleanness of motive and action, more directly reveal to the world the secret of His power. The world sees the conscientious principles of righteousness unveiled, the purity of steadfast principles and motives, the controlling purposes of their lives, to honor God and obey His law, are revealed, and they are respected. There is a contrast in the human mind and heart. The proud of heart will choose their own gratification and selfish indulgence. Man cannot discern that Christ, the commander of all heavenly intelligences, laid aside His glory, laid off His crown and His royal robe, humbled Himself, and clothed His divinity with humanity, that humanity might associate with and talk and work with humanity, and thus help fallen man by words, by deeds, and by example, to follow in His footsteps. They are converted and show before the universe of heaven that they are wise, for they will sit in heavenly places, even in this life, in associating with Christ Jesus. What are the terms? He that will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. So shall he be my disciple. See Mark 8, verse 34. If these convicted souls are trying, in any point, to evade the cross, what then? The tempter is obtaining the victory, as in his first attempt in the heavenly courts. Many of the ones with whom the Spirit is striving will yield their heart, mind, soul, and strength, and will resist the truth in order to be linked up with the world. They are doing despite to the Spirit of grace and taking sides with the rebel chief. I am instructed to say, do not yield to Satan in your hour of resolve, but yield to him whose you are by creation and by redemption. Bear in mind that ye are not your own. You are bought with a price, even the life of the Son of God. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19, 20. Will you discard your ownership here in this world? Will you refuse to be a partaker with Christ of His suffering, self-denial, and of His cross-bearing? The guiltless one, standing at the head of humanity, He is united with them to show men the way to heaven. He gave them power to become sons of God. And yet there are souls He gave His life to save who refuse His mercy, refuse to obey His commandments. Sickness may come, reason be removed, and there is no time or inclination for repentance. Satan has overcome the human agent. Can it be that Christ is discarded, that the service of Satan is chosen, because the way is broad, the gate wide, and the whole world seems to be going therein? What is your choice, Christ or the world? The gospel presents its test. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Obedience to His specified commandments is the sign of your loyalty to God. And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him. For He dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. Oh, why cannot you believe this? I will come unto you. He that hath my commandments, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself unto him. What a wonderful condescension is this! You are not in any case to testify to the world by words, by pen, or voice, that it makes no difference whether you obey God's law or transgress it. Will you refuse to obey? If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. And the word that ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. Bear in mind, every human being, you are making your decisions now, in the probation granted you, for time and for eternity. All your works are brought in a review before God. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. John 15, verse 7. Who will link up with Christ? Who will choose to link up with the world? When the heart is prepared for the heavenly guest, that human agent loves the Lord Jesus and is a partaker of His divine nature. His petitions come up before God in complete conformity with the will and mind of God. He will not ask to follow his own selfish indulgence, but will ask that he might be fitted to glorify God. Jesus, the precious Savior, is His love, His treasure, His exceeding great reward. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, in obedience and good works, and so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye, by obedience, in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and your joy might be full. Precious words,